Welcome back, everyone, to the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you for coming back to the mountain. We have arrived at the NFL Draft, one of the most exciting nights of the year. To get you ready for Thursday, we're doing a deep dive on Ashton Jeanty, Jalen Royals, and all the other Mountain West players who will hopefully hear their name called, complete with scouting reports and projected landing spots. This is your one-stop shop for the Mountain West to NFL pipeline. Let's dive right into this. We'll start things off with five prospects who should hear their name called during the three-day event, starting, of course, with running back Ashton Jeanty from Boise State. Of course, needs no introduction, but we'll give him one. It's been a minute since we've talked about football. The Heisman runner-up, two-time Mountain West Offensive Player of the Year, along with a host of other awards. Jeanty leaves Boise State holding all but one of their all-time rushing records. As a prospect, he has impeccable contact balance, change of direction, and break tackle ability. Things you simply can't teach. Not insanely fast by any means, but he has the jets needed to go to the house at any moment, as we saw throughout his career. He also has real utility as a wideout or blocker. The only real weaknesses scouts seem to see with him is that he does have a good amount of tread on his tires, 800 plus touches during his time with the Broncos, and he did have four fumbles last season, which could become an issue down the line if that trend continues into the NFL. From everything I've seen, the main landing spots for Ashton Jeanty seem to be the Raiders at number 6, the Saints at number 9, the Bears at number 10, and the Cowboys at 12. All four of these teams desperately need a running back and could really use a boost to their offense that Ashton Jeanty would certainly provide. Ashton Jeanty, a hometown kid from Texas, grew up a Cowboy fan. If he is available at number 12, there's almost no chance he is not picked by the Cowboys. The only real wild card here is the Patriots at 4. Throughout the mock season, they've been projected to take an offensive lineman, either Armand Membu from Missouri or Will Campbell from LSU, but maybe they aren't sold on either one of those tackle prospects and opt to go for Ashton Jeanty, really add an explosive piece to their offense. That would probably be the highest we could see Jeanty pick. Also, maybe he's in play at 5 for the Jaguars, but more than likely his window opens up at 6 with the Raiders. And my prediction, I do think Ashton Jeanty will hear his name called at number 6, staying relatively close to Boise and moving down to Las Vegas. If he does go in the top 10, he'll be the first Mountain West player to do so since Josh Allen in 2018. Next on the list, we have wide receiver Jalen Royals from Utah State, a two-time all-conference selection during his time with the Aggies. He tested incredibly well during the draft process, also had that legendary 2023 campaign where he set the school record with 15 touchdown catches. Royals is one of the best jump ball receivers I've ever seen, despite only being 6 feet tall. He's a great route runner with even better ability after the catch. When he gets in open space, he is really hard to track down, combined with his ability in the red zone. It's really easy to see why NFL teams like him as a prospect. The only real weaknesses scouts have found is that he doesn't have the sudden burst or change of direction typically seen in NFL wideouts, but that can also be developed a little bit. Jalen Royals' draft projection looks like he's going to fall somewhere in the second or third round, but there is a possibility that he sneaks into the first round if there's an early run on wide receivers. There's a very clear cream of the crop in this wide receiver group. You got Travis Hunter from Colorado, Emeka Egbuka from Ohio State, Teterola McMillan from Arizona, and then kind of in that tier is Luther Burden III from Missouri. But after those top three, there's no real guarantees as to who the next wide receiver up would be. So maybe Jalen Royals ends up sliding into one of those late 20 first round picks. Next prospect to talk about is Torrey Horton, the legendary wide receiver from Colorado State, a two-time first team All Mountain West selection. He ranks in the top 10 for all Colorado State receiving stats, plus a school record of 16 catches versus Colorado in 2023. Of course, Horton didn't get to play a full final season with the Rams, as he did end the season with a knee injury prematurely, but he really put a lot of those concerns to rest during the NFL Combine, really opened some eyes with his performance in Indy. Horton is an elite deep threat with quick feet and a knack for finding open pockets of field. He has the shiftiness needed to make defenders miss and the speed to accelerate away after that. There are a few weaknesses in his game. He does lack physicality at times, particularly with physical coverage at the line of scrimmage, and he does likely need to add some weight to stay healthy at the next level. The overall opinion on Torrey Horton's landing spot is somewhere from the 4th to 5th round. Horton's season-ending injury definitely hurt his stock, and although he performed incredibly well during the combine, that injury and his overall age is going to tamper his prospect a bit. He does still have plenty of tape to back him up as well. He should be picked towards the beginning of day three. There's almost no way he isn't drafted at some point. Our fourth player to go over that you may not have expected is defensive back Keaton Crawford from Nevada. After a great season with the Wolfpack to finish his college career, the former Texas Longhorn shined at the NFL Combine, really making a name for himself. In addition to already having built himself the reputation as a phenomenal special teams player during his 4 years in Texas. And though he doesn't project to be a starting safety because he is only 5'11", Crawford should be an early day three selection based on the athleticism he's shown during the Combine and his special team ability alone. He'll get picked between the fourth and fifth rounds in all likelihood. And the final Mountain West prospect that I'm pretty confident will get drafted is wide receiver Nick Nash from San Jose State. Of course, the unanimous All-American in 2024, also was the runner-up for the Biletnikoff Award after leading the entire country in catches, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. I believe the only player to ever win the Triple Crown across the Division I NCAA. As a prospect, Nash doesn't have game-breaking speed, but he's built himself into a phenomenal jump ball receiver with great acceleration and body control. Even if it's more as a red zone threat, I find it hard to believe that Nash won't be drafted. Keep in mind, this is a guy that came into college as a quarterback, so not only does he have some utility as a gadget player, but he's only been a full-time receiver for about 3 seasons, so he's got a lot of room to grow in his game, despite how incredible he was for the Spartans. Scouts do think he has room to grow as a route runner, and I think he could potentially be a Puka Nacua type steal on day three. I think he's going to be a 6th to 7th round selection. Nick Nash is a guy that, if I was an NFL GM, I'm taking a chance on. Now, moving on to three prospects you think will get their name called, but probably won't. The players on this list, it's not a knock against them at all. This is just what I've seen from the research I was able to put together from the scouting and draft process. The first name that may not get called is Ricky White III from UNLV, the 2024 Mountain West Special Teams Player of the Year and the two-time first-team All-Mountain West selection. He ranks top three in all UNLV receiving stats, plus that school record of 1,483 receiving yards in 2023. Despite his dominance as a Rebel, the NFL sees Ricky White's 6'1", 185-pound frame to be too slender to succeed at the next level as a wideout. Combine that with a lackluster performance statistically at his pro day, it seems like Ricky White III might end up being an undrafted free agent. Of course, with his uncanny ability as a special teamer, he's going to have no problem finding suitors after the draft ends, but it doesn't look like he's on most teams' draft boards. I know, I'm just as surprised and as disappointed in the NFL as you are. Next up, we have Ahmed Hassanein, the big defensive end from Boise State, ranks fourth in Boise State history for sacks, and his 12.5 sacks in 2024 is the sixth most in Boise State history. Hassanein is a great prototypical defensive end at 267 pounds, but fortunately, today's NFL has kind of moved away from that traditional build for edge rushers. Outside linebackers are now in the spotlight, while steamrollers like Hassanein have typically been used as designated pass rushers. With Hassanein not possessing otherworldly athleticism or college production, he'll either be a late-round selection or an early pickup as an undrafted free agent. And the final player I want to talk about is linebacker Jackson Woodard from UNLV, the Mountain West Defensive Player of the Year last year and a two-time first-team All-Mountain West honoree. Had 135 tackles in 2024, the third highest mark in Rebel history. He only did the bench press during his testing, so didn't really build his stock through the pro day at all. This is another head-scratcher here, honestly, as Woodard appears to be looking at a 7th-round call or his choice of teams as a undrafted free agent. He's not insanely athletic or big, but he's a leader, playmaker, and hard hitter, which is exactly what you want in a Mike linebacker. I guess NFL scouts don't think he has the size and or speed to make it at the next level, but I really believe in Jackson Woodard as a player. I will say that. That is it for this week's episode of the Hike Speak podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck to all of our Mountain West hopefuls. We'll be covering and rooting for you from the sidelines. Also, our Mountain West college basketball transfer tracker is out now, so you can find a link to the constantly updating list of portal entries in the description on your podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at MWC Connection and find all of your Mountain West news at MWCConnection.com. If you enjoyed the episode, rate the show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on or leave us a review on iTunes. Nothing helps the show out more than that, so any ratings would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Plenty more fun off-season content on the way, so stay close to home base. Until next time, I'm Jack Thompson. listen, and thank you for coming back to the mountain.